T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for waking up with us. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, our social media guru, Tamara.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
I have a question for the ladies in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I posted something on the gram, and I got criticized because of what I told my wife in bed.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So for a quick second, I would like for Chelsea and Tamara to pretend you're my wife and you're in bed with me.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
This is not the way you want to start the show.
Only because of the way your mind is going, Chelsea. That is all you, girl.
I mean, come on. I'm not the only one here.
Remember, we're married. We're not doing that stuff anymore. Okay. Not just playing. Of course we are. And it's amazing. Anyways.
Moving on.
So I posted this picture of my wife and I on a spontaneous date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wrote in there, the way it happened is like Chelsea and I, we had been in Chicago for 2 days traveling last week. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday we had the pool party at Morongo with Amp Radio and our listeners. So we got home, my wife and I, and we're in bed. Her parents are visiting from out of town. The girls are asleep, right? Our two daughters, who are 2.5 and 5 months old. And we're already in bed, ready to knock out. It's like 9 p.m. I'm like, babe, let's get up. We're going on a date right now. Like, your parents are here, free babysitting. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Amonos, right? And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, no, I'm serious. Let's go on a date. So she jumps out of bed, starts getting ready. As she's getting ready, she's like, baby, en serio? Like, for real? I'm getting ready. This better not be some, like, radio prank or something you're going to talk about on the show. I'm like, no, for real. We need to go on a date. Like, I've been out. And I think sometimes in life, those that we love the most, mm-hmm. we kind of, we're like, oh, they're very forgiving. They'll understand. And we go above and beyond for work and other people, except the people that love us the most, right? So, like, no, we need to go on a date. Long story short, I posted this story on the gram, and most of the people were like, oh, how sweet, that's awesome, except one person. Uh-oh. Of course, you focus on that one negative
comment.
Exactly,
always.
And she was like, oh, hell no. Nah. That's so disrespectful to your wife. She said, if I'm at home and I'm already laying down and I take off my bra, nothing is getting me out of bed. You should have told your wife in advance. That would have been the right thing to do.
I feel like those are the type of people, though, that are not good with spontaneity. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like, because I would love that. Like, I think that's really cool that you went to her and you were like, let's do this. Like, that's the thing. We get so caught up in our routines. And the fact that, like, I had someone in my life, a husband, that was like, let's go. It's a night for us. I think that's great.
Okay,
I would have been
on board
with it, for sure.
Tamara's looking at me sideways.
Well, I like it, but I get the bra thing because if I take off my contacts, it's a wrap. Like, don't ask me to go anywhere. Like, once the contacts are out, it's over.
You would kind of like it a little bit. Come on,
it
Tam.
Would be fun,
if a
but
boo's like, your boo's like, Tam, babe, I got a night plan for you. You know, you'd melt a little bit, girl.
I'd melt, but still, my contacts. Listen,
you're like,
I'd
keep the bra off, but I'd go.
The important thing, both what Tamara said and my wife loved it, so that's all that matters. And Tamara, it would be better for me if your contacts weren't on. I just look a little better. You know what I'm saying?
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Got some interesting stories to get at you right now. It's a fact. Anywhere in Southern California, you put on your blinker, especially in traffic, to try to get over to another lane. What does everybody do? Ignore your blinker.
Of course.
You stick out your hand.
Yeah.
People just look away. Like, I didn't see you, bro.
Don't make eye contact.
So this video has now gone viral of a dude in a Lexus in Culver City. Potentially the best traffic hack ever. You may have to try this. So my man made signs. Legit signs like, please let me in. And he sticks them out the window and it worked. Like, they let him in and then he had a sign that said, thank you.
That's funny.
And he pulled that out. So you got to try that, man. My favorite is the only way people let me in is like if I'm rolling with my wife and she's in the passenger seat, obviously. And I ask her, like, if I'm trying to get into the right lane, I'm like, babe, just stick your head out.
That's good.
I'll kind of duck. Did you see a cute Latina saying like, yo, let me in? You know what I'm saying? It works every time.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know if that would work for me. Like, as far as making signs, it just seems like a lot of work, right?
The making the signs? I think you're pretty crafty, Chelsea.
I don't know. I just don't have time for that.
All right, anyways. Interesting story right here, guys. This is really dope. You guys know how much I love spicy chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Chance the Rapper, Wendy's brought them back, and they brought them back early. They came back yesterday. So what I do after work? I drove my ass to Wendy's.
I mean, you had it in your calendar.
Fact.
to give you a notification. So.
My reminder went off and I went down there. And guys, I rolled up and I almost drove away.
Oh, no.
The line was ridiculous.
That's great.
Like, Wendy's, who do you think you are? In-N-Out? Get out of here, bro. I legit, I know I love spicy chicken nuggets, but I almost took off, dude.
So, but did you get them?
Oh, I had to. Yeah.
And were they like as good as they were before? Were they?
Honestly, they weren't.
No.
And I'll tell you why. Because I think they were just mass producing them. Because everybody in line was wanting the spicy chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. I didn't even ask the dude at the window. I'm like, yo, bro, the line is ridiculous. He's like, yeah, apparently people love spicy chicken nuggets.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, bro. He's like, yeah, I mean, I didn't even know we had them. I haven't tried them. I'm like, how are you working right now,
right?
Bro?
Right? Come on.
So,
represent.
I was like, dude, I'll buy you some, you know? But
did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
He did it. So anyways, they're back, guys. And last but not least, I want to let you know this, man. I love this Mexican rock band, Rock en Español, by the name of Maná. They're out of Guadalajara, Jalisco, which is about an hour away from my hometown of Ocotlán. They're basically like the Rolling Stones of Spanish rock. And they just broke a record here in SoCal on their current tour. They're going to be doing 7 dates at the Forum of Inglewood.
That's insane.
They've opened up 3 dates. They had to open up another 3. Now it's a 7th. They're going to be September 20th through the 22nd, November 22nd through the 24th, and now December 7th. Maná is going to be up at the Forum and tearing it up. This is a little bit about me. You should definitely go.
Wait.
It's going to be some hot dudes there.
Hey, I'm down to go if you go with me.
Yeah, let's go.
Are you getting tickets?
I'm
let's
down.
Do it.
Absolutely. So check them out if you haven't. They're called Maná.
I'm surprised they wouldn't just do like one date at the Rose Bowl. Because it's like, so at the Forum, it's like 17,000 people. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder what this decision is to do the Forum as opposed to do the Rose Bowl.
Maybe they didn't know it was going to be like that. I think they opened up 3 dates at the Forum first and they're like, wow, that sold out. So anyway, shout out to Maná. Represent. Appreciate y'all.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Chelsea, I was just remembering when Armani came through.
Uh-huh.
She was just starting her solo career, if you will. And she told us a story about how she's such a huge Beyonce fan.
Oh, yeah.
But then when she finally got to meet Beyonce for the first time, Beyonce was geeking out about meeting Normani.
Because I think also Blue Ivy's a fan of Normani because she was a big fan of Fifth Harmony. So such a cool thing. Like, what a full circle moment to be like, have your idol idolize you. That's
I like her. Normani's dope.
She's
Khalid
awesome.
Is amazing as well. All right, guys. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working on, Chelsea?
So I have an update, speaking of Beyonce, on that Destiny's Child reunion tour we've all been hearing about. In fact, Kelly Rowland and Beyonce's dad are speaking out.
So excited.
That's all coming up next in the Chelsea Report. Around 6:50.
Thank you, Chelsea. Also, right after that, 7:10, we'll let you know what the key song of the day is today for your chance to get hooked up with the third 2019 Jeep Wrangler they're giving out this endless summer. Hang tight.
The Chelsea Report.
So, Bebe Rexha decided to test out this whole number neighbor thing. We did it last week, you and I, Edgar. We both called them. Yours was like so lovely, invited you to a carne asada. Mine like wanted nothing to do with me.
Well, I just want to clarify, Chelsea.
What?
My number neighbor called me.
Okay.
Your number neighbor was not responding to any of your texts.
I know.
You felt rejected. You don't do well with that.
No.
So you're like, we're calling this person. We actually called them and it sounded like a sweet vintage lady, but she didn't want anything to do with you.
A little rude, okay?
And then Tamara, our social media guru, reached out to her number neighbor. And bottom line, at the end of the text exchange, homeboy's like, well, just FYI, I like to smash my neighbors.
I can't. Too much.
So Tamara's going to meet up with him this weekend.
The drought is real. Well, Bebe, she posted her text exchange. It's pretty hilarious. So her number neighbor happens to be a 24-year-old girl who is a huge music fan.
Oh, cool.
And she asked Bebe, like, which artists do you love the most? And of course, Bebe said herself because that's funny. And she asked the neighbor, like, do you know who Bebe Rexha is? And she did.
Oh, thank
so
God.
Bebe, I know, right? Because that could have been really bad. So Bebe FaceTimed her.
Jeez.
The girl didn't answer.
Of course not.
And she was like, sorry, I can't FaceTime right now. Probably weirded out, you know? And then Bebe ended up sending her a picture revealing herself with, like, you know, she's like giving a thumbs up. So
I love Bebe, man. Cute. She seems so, I mean, we've hung out with her a couple times, meaning coming through the studio. She always seems so down to earth and chill and just like honest and real about stuff, you know?
Yeah, love she's her. Awesome. Always speaking out. Okay, so is this Destiny's Child reunion happening? We've been hearing about it for the last week. I reported on it last week. Sources were saying, look, this is all Beyonce's dream. She's wanted this for a while. This Destiny's Child reunion tour, which is going to be even bigger than the Spice Girls tour.
Of course.
That's kind of what we're hearing. We're excited about it. Well, Kelly Rowland just did an interview over the weekend and was asked about it. And here's what she had to say.
Destiny's Child. Look, that was news to me just as much was to you. I was like, oh my God, a tour is happening. Someone call me.
Hold on. Don't be playing with our hearts
my
like
heart
that.
Is
Please
so
tell
broken.
Me she's just playing it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going on, but really it's a secret.
Well, she did say, she was like, look, if it were to happen, it would be like a tight-lipped situation.
If it were to happen, I would want it to be a surprise. Okay. You know what I mean? I feel like we know so much now.
So if it's going to happen, you're just going to drop it as a surprise for us.
I mean, I'm not going to go that far because then you're going to take that blurb and put it right there. So that's not fair.
She knows how the media rolls. Mm-hmm. She's trying to save herself. So yeah, part of me was like, well, maybe she's just like being a good actress and like playing it off like it's not going to happen. But also Beyonce's dad spoke up too and said, look, it'd be awesome if it happened, but realistically, it would take 2 to 3 years to plan the whole thing.
Oh,
so it wouldn't come to fruition for a while is what he's saying. Unless, you know, I'm still thinking that they're just playing a joke on us and it's going to happen. But
it's going to happen tomorrow. That's what I'm hoping for. Gosh, because watch. That's what our generation's all about. Instant gratifications. It's Instagram, not Latergram. Come on.
And 2 to 3 years, it took Beyonce a month to prepare for Coachella. So I don't buy it. Okay. Go vegan. Bring us that Destiny's Child reunion tour. We've all wanted. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
I don't know about you, but I was scrolling through my gram yesterday. All kinds of people posting up first day at school pictures.
Oh, yeah.
For their kids, little brothers, little sisters, etc.
I cannot believe kids are back to school already. It's insane.
I feel like we say that every year. Is it going to come to a day where they're once going to go back to school, like in July?
Oh, God.
It's so crazy. Anyways, if you got some shout outs for some students that are going back to school, text us right now with that shout out representing that school and city. 877-971-HITS, and we'll shout them out during the mix coming up next. So we heard rumors that Destiny's Child might be coming back for a tour, but Kelly Rowland just spoke.
I mean, she said she knew nothing about it. In fact, she's down, but she's just getting word now. So
stop playing with us. Shout outs for back to school right now, 562. Shout out to Ada Acosta going to California High School. Also, shout out to Sofia at RCMS Rancho Cucamonga. Also, big shout out to my daughter, Destiny, who's starting her first day of high school. What up, Destiny? Woo! She's going to Whittier High School right there. Shout out to my baby sister. She's starting high school this week at Burbank High. Thank you for all your shout outs. Text them in 877-971-HITS. And Mini Mix with DJ Majestic right now, 97.1 Amp Radio. In less than 6 minutes, your chance to win 4 tickets to come party with us this Friday at Six Flags, right? Details coming up next. DJ Majestic, come on, man.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Got some more back-to-school shout-outs right here to Michaela Moreno, going to 10th grade at Sunny Hills, and Isis Moreno. He's going to kinder at Beattie Elementary. First day of school, man. Uh-huh. Wishing you the best. Shout out to all the teachers and students at the School of Arts and Enterprise in P-Town, Pomona. Also to our OG homie, Zachary.
Aw, Zach. Miss you, bud.
Yes. He's just starting junior high, guys. And out in Diamond Mar. Wishing you the best, Zachary.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Win 4 tickets to crash our Six Flags takeover going down this Friday by guessing the name of this remix song that we're about to play. Based only on the lyrics, though, you got 15 seconds to guess. Don't allow the beat to sway you. Let's meet our contestant. We have Megan from Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Love it, Megan. All right. You're going to be going up against Tricky DJ Majestic. You got this, right?
All right,
but we do have Maria from Somar waiting to jack your tickets. If you don't win, she gets the 4 tickets. Maria, what do you want to say to Megan?
Good luck, Megan.
Oh, you're sweet.
Thank you.
She really just wants you to take her with you if you win. That's really what that good luck meant. All right, hang tight. All right, Maria's on hold. Megan, Just focus on the lyrics, not the beat. Okay?
Okay.
DJ Majestic, you lost pretty bad yesterday, bro.
Yeah, I threw an old school beat today, though.
Oh.
So I think it's going to throw you off a little bit.
Uh-oh,
extra.
Oh, he's cocky.
Yeah. Talking smack. All right, here it is. What's the name of this song based on the lyrics?
Ooh. 3 seconds. Is it boyfriend?
Megan,
I don't know.
Are you sure you want to go with boyfriend?
Yeah.
Be confident. Say it again. One more time.
All right. Here
boyfriend.
It goes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes.
Damn, DJ Majestic got taken down one more game.
Maybe
bro.
I shouldn't have put the title of the song in the actual remix.
I was thinking that.
All right. I'm going to go back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board. Megan, we'll see you this Friday at Six Flags. All right. Hey, Ty, you know what? Maria was so kind. I love people that come in and are kind to others. Maria, I'm hooking you up with 4 tickets as well. All right.
Yes.
Awesome.
We want to party with you.
Yes.
Let's do it.
What's cool about this takeover, guys, is that obviously it's open to the public. Six Flags is all day. And you guys get to enjoy it as well. But come 6 p.m. to midnight, the park is only for our AMP listeners.
That means like not many lines.
Exactly,
Chelsea. I mean, at least I'm manifesting that.
Yes. Tune in tomorrow. We got some more tickets for you at around this time. Let's say like around 7:30 or so, okay? Chelsea, what's coming up next?
Oof, Drake is getting backlash and actually ridiculed for this new tattoo he got. So we're going to talk about that, find out what it is and what people are even saying coming up next.
Damn, that's messed up right there. That's happening at 7:50 this morning. This is Dancing with a Stranger.
The Chelsea Report.
So Drake is getting a ton of backlash for his new controversial tattoo.
I got more slaps than the Beatles.
Tell him, Drake.
So in order to commemorate the fact that he did beat the Beatles, earning the most top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100, he got an Abbey Road-inspired tattoo, which basically shows him as the fifth Beatle. It's him standing ahead of the band on the iconic, like Abbey Road crosswalk picture. You know,
right.
The one, the Beatles, that you always see him with that crosswalk picture, he's standing in front of them and like waving back at them. So that's the tattoo he got on his arm. A lot of people think it's tasteless.
Like he just passed them.
Yeah.
So he's like, bye.
See ya. I'm number one now. One Twitter user said, are you ready for this, Majestic? Because I know you're the biggest Drake fan.
Yeah, what'd that Twitter user say, Chelsea?
Narcissistic tattoo. Ooh. If people remember a Drake song in 50 years, we will gladly eat our words.
Okay. I'll remember if it's a Drake song in 50 years.
Well, yeah, you will. Well, I have to say, I love Drake. I'm a fan of him, but I do think that like he can just sometimes be a little too extra for me.
But if he wasn't extra, I don't think he would be where he's at today. If he didn't believe in himself so much, he wouldn't be where he's at. Granted, I probably wouldn't do that. I might get a Beatles tattoo to honor them. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, yo, that's dope. I'm in their league now, you know? But DJ Majestic, you're a huge fan. Do you?
Yeah.
What do you say to Chelsea saying
he's a
Drake
little extra?
Mad extra?
No, come on.
I agree he could be extra, but that's his personality. That's what makes him dope. And I'm looking at the tattoo, and I think it looks pretty cool.
Stop.
And if you did add Drake to the Beatles, I think it'd be a better band. I'm not really a Beatles fan.
That's a whole other conversation, Majestic.
Yeah, so I think it's okay. The tattoo is fine for me.
There's a difference in believing yourself and then being extra. Those are two separate things, for sure. Like, he has to believe in himself, of course, but like,
okay.
The extra is on another level.
We'll wrap it up with this. Drake needs to sample a Beatles song.
Ooh.
And do a song.
There it is.
But Majestic won't listen to it because he doesn't listen to the Beatles.
I say he's going to make it a better song.
Oh, my God.
So I will listen to it.
You can't do that.
All right, moving right along because this will never end.
Okay. Bebe Rexha is putting a male music executive on blast. So yesterday she posted a sexy mirror selfie in a black bra and underwear. And in the caption, she wrote this. I recently had a male music executive tell me that I was getting too old and that my brand was confusing because I'm a songwriter and post sexy pictures on my Instagram, and that is not what female songwriters are supposed to do, especially for my age. I'm 29. She then went on to say, I'm fed up with being put in a box and tired of women getting labeled as hags when they get old and guys get labeled as sexy as they get older. She said, I'm not going to lie about my age anymore. I'm going to celebrate my age because you know what? I'm wiser. I'm stronger. And trust me, I'm a much better lover than I was 10 years ago. Respect to her for sure. I love this.
I bet you that music exec is probably like 60 years old.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and the other thing is, I think a lot of men, and I, including myself, we just need to stop giving advice when it's not being asked.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely true. And I,
you know what I think you should do? It's like, chill out. You weren't even asked, homie.
It's crazy. Like in this industry too. Like I'm in my 30s, and I can't even tell you how many times people are like, "You don't need to tell your age." Like people like shun you for being older, and it's wild. Like it's not fair.
Tell them how old Come you on. Are, and you are looking for a man. By the way,
that's
just
right.
Go ahead.
I'm 34 years old. Okay. Anyways. Stupid
yeah.
for saying
no,
that.
No, no, why? You're awesome, Chelsea. We love you. You're so awesome. I think Drake is going to add you next
to his
tattoos.
Okay, well, that's extra.
Love you, girl. All right, coming up next, guys, between 8 and 9 a.m. this morning, we will play the key song of the day, which is Go Loco, for your chance to win a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Are pet custody battles a real thing? Chelsea's been blowing me up this morning about this whole situation, how one of her girlfriends going through this pet custody drama.
It's real.
And then Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth's breakup was recently announced, and they talked about their pet custody situation. I've never heard of such a thing, like people battling over their pets after their breakup.
Oh, it is such a real thing. With this whole Miley and Liam thing, I mean, they've been very vocal about, they have like a whole farm of animals. They have a ton. Just today, it actually came out the reason why they broke up. Miley, we're hearing Miley's the one that did it. She actually tried to get him to go to therapy. He didn't want to go to therapy, and so in turn, she broke up with him. But what I thought was interesting is, in the announcement, Miley's rep said, they still remain dedicated parents to all of their animals they share while lovingly taking this time apart. Which, you know, it's good to hear that they're not like battling it out for the animals, because I know that these animals mean a lot to them.
Well, I know, first of all, why they're not battling it out, because they're both rich and somebody else is taking care of the animals.
I don't agree. I don't think so at all, actually.
No.
No, I think they're very hands-on with their animals, for
sure.
You think
Liam is going to be hands-on with it?
Yes, I think that...
I don't know. I can't relate, because honestly, I would never battle over a pet. I would be like, yo, you keep it. It's all good. First of all, I think it's because I've been traumatized. When I was a kid, I told you guys this story.
Yeah.
The two German shepherds I had, Fido Lice, named them both Fido Lice, they ran away. And my mom told me they ran away because I wouldn't clean up their poop. I only had them for
That's
like 3 weeks.
That's on you, Edgar.
But later on in life, I found out that she just gave them away to my aunt.
I know.
Because she had a big ranch in Paris.
Well, I have a friend who's going through this right now where she, they were together for like 3 years. They had two dogs together.
Uh-huh.
They broke up and they were like, okay, we're going to do this like custody share thing with these dogs. And it's worked for about 6 months. And now they're kind of to a place where they're both dating other people, and it's becoming more of like, it's just not working out so well. So it's kind of interesting. It's like, is this something that people can have go on for a long time?
Or I'm sorry, Jules.
What? It's real.
Okay, if you're listening and you've literally gone through a pet custody battle, mm-hmm. or it's causing drama in your life, I want to hear from you.
These are like their kids.
Oh, no, I believe that. Listen, I believe that people truly believe that their pets are their kids. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if people are battling over them and like going to court or something.
So what if you just say goodbye to one of your kids? You know, that's like what it is to some of these people.
I'm good at saying goodbye. Remember, I was traumatized as a kid. I'm like, I didn't get attached in the first place. Fido Lice, where are you? 877-971-HITS. I want to hear from you if you've truly had to battle your ex for custody of a pet.
Or
how's it going right now?
Or does it work out? Like, has it worked out for years and years and this is just your life now? Like, I'm so curious.
Okay. Señorita, 97.1 Amp Radio. Sean and Camila, don't get any pets together. There's so much drama.
Don't do it.
Jessica from Riverside calls in. She's got the craziest story. You guys got to hear this, all right? Proving me wrong. But we're talking about this because Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, unfortunately, broke up. But they're saying that they're going to try to be the best co-parents to all of their pets. Good luck with that. But Jessica from Riverside, you were dating a guy recently, and what did he reveal to you, Jessica?
Well, it wasn't even that far of a relationship, but I would notice that he would get pictures from his dog, from his ex and stuff. She would send him pictures of the dog, and he would go like transfer money to her bank account and stuff, but then ask for the receipts because it better have been spent on dog food.
So it was like dog support.
Like child support, like, dog support. Like,
yeah.
What?
Oh my God.
Would they also share custody? They had to have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You would get the dog sometimes. She would get it sometimes.
And were they like cordial? Do you know like how the relationship ended or?
No, I don't. I didn't keep up after that.
You're like, I'm out. That would be bizarre, though.
She's like, yeah, Jessica's like, no, man, I need that money to come this way.
That would maybe be a deal breaker for me, to be honest. Like, I feel like I would, like, walk away from a situation because it would be too much.
Jessica, thank you for calling in and bringing us that truth right there. She's like, all right, this is a bit much. Bye. Janet from Carson, you had an epic battle over your two dogs with your ex. Was it worth it? How did it go down?
I say, make sure you get the pet. I have two Yorkies that I had to fight my ex for. He tried to get those dogs, and I'm like, no, because you can just use that to your advantage in the end. We have mutual friends, and every time I find out, like, he's getting ready to go on a date or he's dating somebody new, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going out of town. I need you to wash the dogs. And so I get to, like, ruin all of his plans.
Oh my God, you're so, like, proud that you get to do this.
You use your pets to manipulate his life and sabotage his dating life?
Yes. And he cheated on me, so I figured I should be able to get payback forever as long as the Yorkie still lives.
Well, Janet, thank you for calling in. I'm glad that you guys had a mature breakup and things are going so well for both of you.
Actually, the opposite.
I just want to be an example to the world.
Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
All right, I stand corrected.
See? There it is. It's real, man.
Pet custody battles are real. But can you agree with me that it's like unnecessary extra drama in your life?
I mean, it's hard because I've had a dog before that I grew up with that was like my everything. So I can't imagine having to like say goodbye to one. I get
but
it.
That was
but like,
your
I,
dog.
Like
that
I'm,
was your
like
dog.
I'm saying, if a guy that I was dating told me he was sharing custody with an ex, I'd be like, bye. I can't do this. It's a deal breaker.
I think it's different if you buy the dog together. But if it was like your dog first, it stays with you. Stays with mommy.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Okay.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Mi gente, happy Tuesday. If you didn't know, now you know. This is the third 2019 Jeep Wrangler that we're giving out for this endless summer. All you got to do is be caller 9 today when you hear the key song of the day, which is Go Local by YG. Mm-hmm. And you pick up a key to hopefully start it up, all right? It's that easy. Amber from San Pedro, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, I love your energy.
Am I the winner?
yes, you are.
sorry, I'm trying to. I had to pull over right now. I'm over here freaking out. I'm shaking. I'm like, oh my God.
You're cute.
Smart girl, Amber. Yes, you're caller 9. Congratulations.
Oh my God, this is insane.
You have to tell us why you need a Jeep.
Oh my God, you don't even understand. I just broke up after an 8-year breakup, and then he took the car, and I have 4 kids, and so I'm like, what the f*** am I supposed to do now? And oh, I'm sorry. And
no, girl,
so I'm like, girl. I had to borrow a car to get to work today, so I'm like freaking out, and then I hear this.
Amber, sorry for what you're going through. Keep it up, girl. You're an amazing single mother. You're super strong. You're doing everything you can. Just know that it's all going to pay off, okay? You got this, and we got you. So congratulations. Hopefully this key starts up that new 2019 Jeep Wrangler, all right?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
And we'll be celebrating. You have to take us with you to the San Pedro Fish Market, and we'll just grow up there and have some micheladas.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm down.
Let's go. Tell us what you got coming up next.
Oof, surprise. Nicki Minaj had some serious drama go down on her radio show last night to the point where she even kicked off her guest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kicked him out.
Details coming up next at 8:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So Nicki Minaj's Queen radio show is back, which means all the drama, because that's what happens on her show. Last night, she had Joe Budden on as a guest, and they got into such a heated debate that she even kicked him off.
And for those of you that don't know of Joe Budden, very controversial radio host and podcaster and so on and so forth, just to get a little bit of context.
And the two of them have always had an abrasive relationship.
Right.
So one point during the conversation last night, it shifted into the topic of the controversy surrounding Nicki and Cardi B assisting it on Migos' Motorsport single. Motorsport, put that thing in sports. So Nicki even went back and pulled up a clip of Budden from Everyday Struggle to prove he believed Nicki didn't know Cardi would also be appearing on the record. That was like the controversy between them, was that she didn't know. And here is, I'm just going to play you what went down because it's just a whole lot of yelling.
Let me just warn you.
What?
You might want to turn your radio down a little bit because it gets really loud and crazy real quick.
Let's start with it. No. I'm saying that when I say what the it is, that's what the f*** it is. You like talking about people and not having nobody responding. You like tearing down people's character when they can't respond. You like tearing down women when you can try to end their career because low-key you jealous of their success.
As you can tell, it's a very productive conversation.
I can't imagine, like, driving home from work and being like, I'm just going to put on this podcast. And, like, it would stress me out. There's just, it's constant yelling.
Yeah. But it's trending. And it was trending on Twitter last night. Obviously, it's making its purpose. And that's what they wanted. Also, Joe Budden was talking smack about the fact that he believes that the live Instagram session with Megan Thee Stallion, right, for Hot Girl Summer, he's like, yo, that was all planned.
Yeah, that's
no way was that organic.
You know, he could be right. We like the story that it was organic, but he could be right on that. Either way, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
He also brought up, and I thought this was interesting, they started talking about drugs, and Budden was, like, accusing Nicki of using drugs. He said, like, your entire last album, you popped pills. Don't sit here and act like you never have, kind of thing. Then during the interview, Budden's mic was just, like, cut off, and Nicki kind of finished the conversation saying, he's so used to thinking he's the smartest person in the room. End scene. And so, yeah, a little bit of drama. There's no resolution. I saw last night that Joe Budden was, like, tweeting a little bit, just being like, well, that's that. That's the drama. So, always drama with that show. I'm sure that there'll be more as the season is what we call it.
Yeah, whenever she wants to go on and call some people out, get it, girl.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is actually brought to you by Sephora's biggest beauty event of the year, which is called Sephora House of Beauty. It is going down at the Shrine Auditorium and Expo Hall on September 7th and 8th. Get excited. And also, when you get your tickets, it includes a swag bag with Sephora products.
Nice.
For more information, just head to Sephora.com or call right now for a chance to win. 877-971-HITS.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
If you haven't caught it yet, you got to catch Free Meek. It's a docuseries up on Amazon Prime about Meek Mill's struggle with justice, if you will, and the injustice, really, that's been going on in his life in Philly for about 11 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good. You guys got to check it out. I caught, like, the first two episodes yesterday. Super well made. Jay-Z's behind it. It's really dope. I want to bring something up, because, Chelsea, I don't know if you knew this, but
what? A
bunch of our listeners asked me two things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Edgar, where do I get the best tacos? Facts. So I'm like, yo, you got to go to Tacos Way.
Yeah.
Tacos El Venado is on point up in North Hollywood as well. Also, Angel's Tijuana tacos are good. Then they ask me, oh, do you know what dating apps Chelsea uses?
Oh, really?
Because we hear all her dating stories on the show. Can you tell her to tell us which ones she uses? Because they want to use other ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, those stories you hear actually are not from dating apps. So I don't know what that says. But,
right.
Yeah.
So you recently broke up with your unofficial boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you're back on dating apps.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Well, I was at the DMV yesterday, and I was really bored. I was sitting there for like 2 hours, and I was like, oh, I should probably get back on a dating app. Why not? I'm not like a huge dating app person, to be honest. It's like, I don't know, I've told myself this, and maybe I just need to get over it, but I've been like, oh, I'm not going to be the kind of person that meets someone on a dating app. No judgment to anyone else, but like, I just always felt like I wouldn't find someone that way. But you know what? I feel like now more than ever, that's how people meet, you know? You don't meet people necessarily at work.
Did you decide to get on?
Yeah, so I've been on Raya. So I'm on Raya, which is kind of like, it's sort of like the more exclusive one. And to be honest, it's like not that great. It's kind of, I don't know, people are just way more flaky on it.
It's for celebrities and whatnot, or people with money at times, right?
Yeah, okay, I'd say okay, so. Okay. And then the other one I got on, they signed up for yesterday, was Hinge. And Hinge is cool because it connects you with people that you already have Facebook friends with. So there's like a commonality there, which I really appreciate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think what I do like about it is you can kind of see people's personalities more, because under each picture, they like have to answer a quirky, fun question like, you know, comment here if dot, dot, dot. And then you have to say like, you know, I think I said something silly, like if you know Secret Hikes in LA or something like that, that like has to do with you. So you kind of like get a sense of their personality, if they're sarcastic or what they're into. So I appreciate that one. I think that's definitely probably my favorite, I guess.
Okay, cool. Well, let's know how that goes. I remember we read a study about like what dating apps should you go on according to your horoscope.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Tamara, social media guru, her zodiac sign pointed to that one dating app where people go off on things they hate.
Yes.
And they hit it off of like whatever they hate.
Yeah.
Did you ever log on, Tam?
No, absolutely not.
Sam's a positive girl.
I don't need dating apps.
Yeah.
She's not a hater. She's a lover, y'all.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Dude, another celebrity just got robbed. We'll get into that in a sec. But first, I want to hook you up with 4 tickets to come party with us this Friday. We're taking over Six Flags. We want you to come with.
Mm-hmm.
4 tickets for you right now. Caller 9 at 877-971-HITS. Good luck. It's going to be open all day for you to party at Six Flags. But 6 p.m. to midnight? It's only going to be for our AMP listeners.
It's going to be so much fun. No lines.
That's what
or
I'm talking
smaller
about,
lines than usual. It'll be fun.
Chelsea, you know more about this because, what was it, just yesterday you were talking about how Gigi Hadid mentioned she got robbed in Greece.
Yeah.
Her hotel room did.
Yeah, like robbers broke into where she was staying and they took a bunch of stuff.
And I just caught this headline about A-Rod. J-Lo's man getting jacked in the Bay Area. What's up with that?
This is crazy, though. He took the biggest L ever. Apparently, he had a rental car in San Francisco. It was parked in the street, and robbers who broke into it got away with $500,000 worth of stuff.
$500,000? What did he have in there?
So they took jewelry from him, his camera, laptop, and apparently a bag.
That's so wild, because the only thing I leave in my car when I leave is like pennies and dimes.
Water
bottles. Then I get back when I go through drive-thrus or something, and I just kind of toss it in the cup holder.
Well, that's crazy that he had so much in his car. You know, for me, even like when I go hiking, I'll take my purse and put it in the trunk, because you just never know these days.
Yeah.
But yeah, ESPN was the one who rented the car for A-Rod. They released a statement saying it's an unfortunate situation, but they're working with local authorities to make sure it gets handled. So.
An inside job probably from a Boston Red Sox fan because he was a Yankee.
Guarantee it.
Conspiracy theory, but I think that's what it is. I also want to give a big shout out to Lady Gaga, man. Mm-hmm. She's got such an amazing heart.
Oh, yeah.
She just announced that she's pledged to fully fund 160 classroom projects for teachers and kids and students in the cities that recently suffered from mass shootings like El Paso, mm-hmm. Dayton, and Gilroy. Lady Gaga, thank you for spreading love. Appreciate you for that.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. And because we love you so much, we want to thank you for allowing us to crash 97 of your parties this summer. We had the best time ever, but we want to return the favor. So this Friday, we're throwing a party at Six Flags, mm-hmm. and we're inviting you to come crash it with us. Yanni from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh.
Nice tone, my man. Nice tone.
That was great.
Bro, get your crew ready. You're coming to party with us at Six Flags, man.
Let's get it. Thank you guys so much.
Are you a roller coaster guy?
I am, yeah. I mean, depending on which ride, I'm all for it.
I was going to say, I don't believe that. You're like, yeah, question mark?
Chelsea, turn on or turn off if a dude's not a roller coaster guy. He's like, you know what? Let's just go to the kiddie rides.
Biggest turn off ever.
No way, Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because he wants us to be safe?
I want a partner in crime to ride all the roller coasters with.
Get it. Yanni, appreciate you, man. Have a good one. We'll see you this Friday.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much.
Yanni's going to be working out, looking at videos on how to ride roller coasters. Try to impress Chelsea.
You think so? You think you'd do that for me?
Yeah. Guaranteed, Chelsea. You heard it in his voice.
Cool.
All right. We do have a battle going on social media right now. And before we wrap up the show, I want you to go out there and vote at 97.1 AMP Radio on the gram or Twitter. Which group would you like to see on a reunion tour? Option A, NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
Option B, 1D. Option C, Destiny's Child. Or D, Fifth Harmony.
My girls.
Chels, who would you say?
Guys, this is like the worst question you could ask me ever. I want to say all of them, but because I can't, you guys are gonna yell at me, I'll say, let's bring the 90s back and NSYNC and Destiny's Child all the way.
Once again, you can only choose one.
I know, but I can't.
Let me
I have a phantom Instagram account, so I'll use that one to vote, so I can vote twice.
There you go. The one she checks on her exes with.
Yes. How about you, Edgar?
This is duh. Like, duh, why are we even asking this question?
Yeah.
Destiny's Child, hands down. Okay. Like, why are we even talking about this?
You have a lot of attitude over that one.
Let's be honest. Let's be real.
Right. What about NSYNC, though?
What about NSYNC? They had their chance at the Super Bowl, and JT said, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Tamara, how are votes going so far?
Yeah, so the polls were going pretty crazy. Destiny's Child and NSYNC have been like tied all morning. But last minute, Destiny's Child is winning by 33%. So,
duh.
He's doing it.
Jesse Ortiz coming up next on 97.1 AMP Radio. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love ya.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.